someone that, it looks like the International Space Station picture. That's mine. You can click on that. It's kind of long. If you want, you can skip through it. An hour and 15 minutes. Anyway, back to you. I forgot your name anyway. The name here is Paul, and the call is WS2N. I didn't copy that. A little noise inside. I heard you in there, but I missed what you said. Anyway, you want to try again?
This is KETFA. My first name is Kenny. You know, I was just saying that it's interesting, and I don't really have much else to
say. Oh, 5 minutes. Very good, Kenny. All right. Well, thank you for your interest, and very good. I'm looking at the clock. Usually we end at 11 o'clock. We're here from, Roy does this at the TechNet from 8 o'clock on Sunday all the way until 11 o'clock. And I'm usually here at the last part of the net for the SpaceNet report. And we'll be here every week. So, I covered most of the topics. I'll go over this one next week. This is one I wanted to talk about. There was a launch by Firefly, and they called the Blue Ghost was launched. It's a lander that's going to be going to the moon. It should land within about 45 days. Successfully launched. And when they launched it, they launched two vehicles. They launched one for a private company in Japan called the Hakuto lander. But now you have two landers on the way to the moon. Firefly, Blue Ghost should land, like I said, 45 days from now. We'll cover that. And Hakuto R M2. M2, that means it's their second chance. The first one didn't work out. But last year, they made a crater on the moon. But this one, they hope they're successful. They got that one should land about another month after Blue Ghost. So we'll see. It was successful launch by SpaceX rocket, and we'll cover that. That was Wednesday that went up. Another one of these 1 o'clock in the morning deals. Anyway, guys, we'll say 73 for now. We'll be back next week. Let me turn it back over to Roy. In fact, we'll be on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the Club InfoNet on these same frequencies. The only difference is it starts at 8:30, not 8 o'clock. Okay, Roy, over to you. AC2GS WS2N for the SpaceNet report. For the TechNet.
Yep, this is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all really appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you come back next Sunday when we try and do it all over again. Our rebels now are done, friends. Let me just remind you of Dick K2RIW's closing suggestion that he made year in and year out. Be kind to each other. That's always good advice, especially these weird days that we're having here. And they'll be cold, so try and keep warm as well. And I like to keep on mentioning good old hepatitis. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so open that your brain slides out. Anyway, Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay warm. Be well. Come back next Sunday night, and let's do it all over again. This is AC2GS, and is formally closing this episode of the Limar Technical Net, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.